The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
The key is when you're in hell, just keep walking forward each and every day. Stay focused on where you need to get to and keep taking the actions to get to where you need to get to.
Well, at that time of year again, we start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. If you believe in Santa Claus and you celebrate Christmas, you're looking forward to Santa Claus coming down the chimney, giving you some presents. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone. It's quiet. And it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And the promise you made by getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. So a lot of us can't do things on our own. So find somebody in your life. So when you throw that towel in, they throw that mother back at you and say, you're not done yet. Stay true to yourself. Stay hard.
I want you to actively try to expand your image of yourself. Try to drop everything that people have said about who you are and try to reimagine yourself. Think of yourself as having limitless potential with resources of energy and resilience that you haven't even begun to tap into. Imagine for yourself a powerful sense of destiny that at your birth you are actually fated to accomplish something great. Reassess your ambition. Ambition nowadays is almost seen as a dirty word, but it's not. It's a great thing. It's the source of anything that is powerful and fantastic in this world. Stop feeling the need to be so humble and self-deferential in life. If you have a pet project that you've been wanting to do, think of actually starting it in the near future.
That part of you that feels really broken right now is actually the part of you that is growing the most. It hurts because it's changing.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
I believe you were born to do something great with your life. But the first thing is this, either a reminder or an introduction to you, which is that you were born to do something great with your life. You were. We think we're disqualified. Oftentimes, the smallest things when we're doing them end up having the biggest ripple effects that change people's lives. But if we don't walk around knowing we were born to do something great, we may miss the very opportunities to do it.
And I want you to think about your goals and dreams, and I want you to expand them. Why? Because it has been said that most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss. No, most people fail in life, they aim too low and hit. And many never aim at all, not at all. They just go through life surviving.
These notions that you can be whatever you want to be as long as you want it bad enough are not true. They're fairy tales. We all have limitations. But what does that mean? Does that mean I give up? Does that mean I quit? Of course not. Not at all. It means that I'm going to try to be the best that I can be, the strongest, the fastest, the smartest human being that I can become.
What will it take for you when others are quitting because of the rejections, when others are stopping because they just become so discouraged and they have creditors breathing down their neck and they have family members and friends telling them they're full? What is it that will allow you to have the mental resiliency to keep on keeping on, to keep your commitment to your commitment, the will to do it? You want to surround yourself with people that are hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have good faith tomorrow others won't have.
There's a few lies in life that most people buy into. Number one, most people think they're disqualified for becoming mega successful. Let me tell you what they do. They think their past disqualifies them. So what you do regularly is you disqualify yourself. What I'm saying to you, what if the truth was that your greatest mistakes are the very things that do qualify you to change people's lives? What if that's the case?
You're success every day. Success is a daily thing, not a destination thing. Because so many times people have a tendency to devalue the moment, today. What they do is they greatly value the destination. And so they kind of talk about, well, when I get there, or if I arrive there, or when I do that, or when I accomplish this. And they don't understand that success is a daily thing. And I'm here to share with you that the secret of success is determined by your daily agenda.
All those excuses you got, they're just fear. They are just fear that the only thing that is keeping you from identifying the things that aren't working and doing the work to move your life into alignment with who you're meant to be and the things that truly make you come alive, the only thing that's preventing you from doing that is you and your fears. Whether you're like any excuse that you have is just fear. You're afraid to try, you're afraid to fail, you're afraid you're too late, you're afraid of this, you're afraid of that. Now's not the right time, I don't have this, I don't have that, this person would be upset with me. All of it is fear. Fear of rejection, fear of it not working out, fear of being disappointed, fear of disappointing others. That's what an excuse is. You're just managing fear.
That is what I'm going to go for. And it doesn't matter, but I will not be better than others when I compare myself to them. No. I will look at others who do achieve greatness in a category, and I will say, look at what is possible. How close can I get to that greatness? How close can I get to that glory? But my glory doesn't happen in front of a crowd. It doesn't happen in a stadium or on a stage. There are no medals handed out. It happens in the darkness of the early morning.
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
You can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels. And each new level that gets opened up, you're able to adapt a different mindset and a different approach. You can stop at that level, or you can go, I want more levels.
It was to remind you that you were born to do something great with your life, to tap into something in you that's been there all the time, and you tap into it sometimes. But that somehow you decide today, I'm going to walk a little different. I'm going to talk a little different. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to live my life. I'm not going to wait around. I'm not going to have these depth perception issues. I'm going to begin to give myself the gift of happiness so that I can transfer it to other people. I'm going to outwork everybody. I'm going to do one more meeting, one more contact, one more time I tell my daughter I love her.
Where I try, and I try, and I try again. With everything I have to be the best that I can possibly be, better than I was yesterday, better than people thought I could be, better than I thought I could be, faster and stronger and smarter, then claim one victory that no one can ever take away from me ever, the victory that is earned every single day, a victory of determination.
Life is a fight for territory. It's a fight for territory. And once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. But greatness is a choice. It's not your destiny. It's a choice that you have to make every day.
Every decision that you make has consequences.
Even the smallest decisions. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating?
If when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and you ain't happy about it, you ain't doing what you want. See, you're fighting upstream. You're going against what God created you for. If your job makes you sick to go to, if you're unhappy with waking up to go to where you got to go, it's because you ain't living in your gift.
Because ultimately, denying your passions is a slow suicide. Denying the things that you want to do that are going to make you happy, going to make you feel more fulfilled and more peaceful and joyful and content, it's just a slow suicide. It really is. But you becoming a shell of the human being that you were supposed to be. Would you rather be with them all the time, make all the sacrifices for them, never think about yourself, always think about them, but then you become a shell of a human being that you were supposed to become, and then when you walk through the threshold of your home, you walk in as a shell of a man or a shell of a woman?
It was on me. And that's what you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's all on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts.
Stop thinking so much about life. Life is made out of actions, because it's not gonna fly around somewhere and by luck. you're gonna grab it. You find something and give meaning to it, something you like to spend your time with, something that gives you purpose, then no need to wait for the sense of life to come.
Number one, whatever promise you make, I'm gonna wake up at this time and not hit the snooze button, you wake up at that time and don't hit the snooze button. I'm gonna eat clean, then you eat clean. Then you maintain a positive mental attitude. What if you actually set higher standards for yourself and you actually set those standards and you hold yourself accountable to it?
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Mylo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Instead of looking at those things like they are a negative, look at them as a positive season of your life because you are a new creation every single day.
I think one of the hardest things to hear after you don't get your way is keep working. But it's also one of the only solutions to be successful. You're not going to get your way most of the time in your life. Just keep working. Hard work pays off, no one tells you when. You'll never know the true feeling of accomplishment if you've never faced a setback. You'll never know the true meaning of confidence if you've never had to bounce back from anything. Just keep working. You're not getting what you want, keep working. You are getting what you want, keep working.
Failures are a prerequisite to who we want to become. I cannot stress that enough. So sometimes, something that seems to be a negative thing, seems to be a bad thing that is happening to us, or even a season of dormant, or even a season where we have to sit back and start to recalibrate, recoil the spring, so to speak, reconfigure where we're at. Sometimes that's right where we need to be.
Perfection does not exist. It doesn't exist, man. You should try your hardest to get things right, and moments where you got them wrong, figure out how to never get them wrong again.
90% of the time, we think the same thoughts as we thought the day before. The challenge with that is the thought that you keep thinking over and over again becomes belief. The process of change really requires becoming conscious of your unconscious thoughts, which means just because you have that thought doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth. If you have that thought and you accept it, you believe it, you surrender to it without analyzing it, that thought will lead to the same choice, which will lead to the same behavior, which will create the same experience, which then will produce the same emotion. The same emotions then drive our very same thoughts.
Hear people say, if you believe it, then you can achieve it. And the problem with that is they're leaving out the most important part of the equation. And that part is work, action, actually doing something. That's what you have to do to achieve anything. Yeah, you gotta believe it, but you better get the work done. But usually we react. We have pain, we have suffering, we react, and we react about get the fuck out of here. It's those people who are able to control that feeling of flight and say, nah, motherfucker, there's a way through this. It's gonna end.
It's going to end, but we don't know that. We don't think that. At that time, it's going to last forever. So what keeps me going? I've quit several things. I know what's on the back end of fucking quitting. It's a lifetime of thinking about why the fuck did I do that? And I ain't doing that no more.
Doing what you said you were going to do, that's all that matters in life. If you do what you say you're going to do, your self-image increases. When you do what you say you're going to do, you will be happier, you will be healthier, you will be harder to kill. You show up early, you do your hard work, you do what needs to be done, you're going to get pats on the back. You're going to get positive reinforcement. You're going to get smiles instead of smirks. You're going to get people wanting to be attracted to you.
What are you doing right now? Are you not doing anything? Are you doing something stupid? Or are you making progress? What are you doing right now?
But betting on yourself means sacrificing the time with the homies and the weekends and the TV for the big goal and passion and purpose that you feel you're cut for.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How do you know a dream is worth chasing?
I actually would like to flip that, because I think a lot of people are waiting for a sign to know that a dream is worth chasing before they start doing it. And I think it actually comes after you start doing it.
Everest is obvious to climb because it's there, it's a mountain. Personal Everests, you know, you can't see them, you know, and that journey to the top of the mountain and back down again is fraught with hazards and no one can see it but you. So letting people in to help, you know, when you can't trust. So, I mean, you have to trust, and then, you know, endeavoring to make the journey within yourself to do something, you know, to achieve. There's going to be someone there who's got the right pair of ears at the right time and my passion at the right person for you. And every case is different, you know. So never give up on a dream.
You got to know when to stay silent. Every move doesn't need to be announced. Every play doesn't need to be posted. Keep your head down and keep working hard. In due time, they'll see it.
When you make mistakes, they add up. They add up. One mistake compounds and leads to another, which leads to another, and they can lead you to a downward spiral of destruction.
Here's the thing. You know what else adds up?
The positive things. The good moves. The small sacrifices that you make to do things right. The adjustments needed to correct problems. The daily discipline required to get you where you want to get to. Those little positive things add up too. Here's the question, why don't we do them? Why don't we do them? Well, it's because, in most cases, it's because they add up slowly. They add up so slowly that you don't really notice the results.
I dare you to stop
fucking around and dedicate the next 6 months of your life exclusively to you and your goal. Don't announce it to anybody else on Instagram. Don't tell anyone about it. Just disappear and do the work on yourself. And then reemerge in 6 months, a completely different person.
Desire is the starting point of all change. The most important question that you have to ask yourself in life is, how badly do you want what you want? How badly do you want it? Or do you want it at all? If you want it so badly, if you want it with tremendous intensity of desire, there's really nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it.
So I get a lot of emails about, how do I stay motivated, hungry, driven? Well, let me tell you something. Most days in life when I wake up, I'm not motivated, hungry, or driven. I commit to myself to be the best version of myself. What most of us are looking for is a special feeling of, oh, I feel great this morning. I'm going to get out of bed and get a quick 5 miles in or go to the gym. If you're looking for that feeling, let me tell you one thing, ain't going to come. You have to learn to do when you don't want to do. Learn to bring that savage mentality on yourself. The animalistic motherfuckers. You think a savage gets about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Learn to be your best self when you're least motivated.
You have to build the discipline and the grit and the fortitude and the determination and the endurance and the confidence and the ability to execute when conditions aren't ideal to never quit. It's not that they don't know what to do, it's that they couldn't consistently do it when conditions weren't perfect. And conditions on the path to success will never be perfect. So you have to build yourself into someone who can execute, whether it's great times or whether it's bad times.
One characteristic emerged as a significant predictor of success. And it wasn't social intelligence, it wasn't good looks, physical health, and it wasn't IQ. It was grit. Grit is passion and perseverance for very long-term goals. Grit is having stamina. Grit is sticking with your future, day in, day out, not just for the week, not just for the month, but for years, and working really hard to make that future a reality. Grit is living life like it's a marathon, not a sprint.
One day in the gym, is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person. When you do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to zero. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days. Maybe take 500 days. Maybe they take 5,000 days. They take time. But it's little steps that add up.
All habits are learned and can be unlearned. Almost everything you do from the time you get up in the morning is habit. So start to think about yourself. What would be the best habits to have? When you go to sleep at night, think about your goals for the coming day. Make a list for each day of all the goals, the little goals you're going to accomplish in that day.
The most important thing is probably keep betting on yourself and bet again and roll the dice and roll the dice. What happens as you get older is you realize that these opportunities were in front of you and you didn't jump for them. Life can be understood as a series of opportunities that are put before you and they're time limited.
You know perfectly well that if you put your mind to it and you make the proper sacrifices, there are things you can set straight. And that if you do that diligently, things actually improve. And so, because otherwise, if you didn't believe that, you wouldn't act at all. Like, well, maybe you just turn to completely catastrophic, short-term, impulsive pleasure, something like that. You have to believe that your action has some redemptive possibility, because why would you do it otherwise? And you might say, well, I kind of believe that. It's like, well, that's not good enough. You know, you kind of got to throw yourself all into it. And what's the cost anyways? You know, it's not like you're going to get out of this alive. So you're pretty much all in whether you want to be or not.
The outcome isn't the prize. It's the process. The small, unglamorous steps. In the moments no one sees. You're not meant to have it all figured out. Because figuring it out is the work. Don't chase perfect. Chase progress. Let yourself stumble. Let yourself grow. And let go of the need for every move to be flawless. The magic happens when you stop waiting for the finish line to feel fulfilled. When you realize you're building something greater than the end result. You're building yourself.
A new year. A fresh page, an open door to possibility. Every year we tell ourselves, this is going to be it. This is going to be my year. But how many times have we said that, only to end up back in the same place, same habits, same excuses, same regrets. But this time can be different. This time it's not about making promises you don't keep or setting goals you'll forget by February. This time, it's about one thing and one thing only, becoming the person you know you're capable of being. 2025 isn't just a number on the calendar. It's an opportunity, a line in the sand, a chance to step into the life you've been dreaming of, not next year, not someday, but now. And that life, it's not waiting for you. You have to go out and build it. But let me be clear. This isn't about wishing, hoping, or fantasizing about the year ahead. 2025 will not change your life just because the clock struck midnight. The change doesn't happen in the turning of a calendar. It happens in the turning of your mindset. It happens when you stop making excuses and start making moves. And here's the truth about change. It's not easy. It's not comfortable. It's not glamorous. Real change is gritty. It's waking up earlier than you want to. It's saying no to the things that waste your time and yes to the things that challenge you. It's putting in the work when no one's watching, when no one's clapping, when no one's even paying attention. Because the life you want isn't built in the spotlight, it's built in the shadows. You want 2025 to be your year? Then stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for the motivation to hit. Stop waiting for the stars to align. They won't. The perfect moment doesn't exist. The stars don't care. But you, you care. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening. Because deep down, you know you're capable of more. But here's the catch. Wanting more isn't enough. You have to act. And not just once, not just when it's easy, but every single day. Because every decision you make, every action you take, shapes who you are becoming. 2025 isn't just about what you'll achieve. It's about who you'll become. It's about the version of yourself you're building, brick by brick, moment by moment. This is the year you stop letting fear hold you back. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of stepping into the unknown. Because here's the thing about fear. It's always going to be there. You don't overcome it by avoiding it. You overcome it by facing it, by stepping into it, by proving to yourself over and over again that you're stronger than the fear. 2025 is the year you take back your time, the year you stop wasting hours, days, weeks on things that don't matter, the year you start valuing every moment, every choice, every opportunity. Because time is the most precious thing you have, and once it's gone, it's gone. This is the year you stop saying, I'll start tomorrow, and start saying, I'll start now. And when the setbacks come, and they will, you won't give up. Because setbacks are part of the process. They're not a sign that you've failed, they're a sign that you're trying. And every time you get back up, every time you push forward, you're building something unshakable. You're proving to yourself that you don't just want this, you're willing to work for it. But let's be real. Change isn't about some massive, dramatic overhaul. It's about the small things, the the daily habits, the choices you make when no one's watching. 2025 isn't going to be your year because of some big moment. It's going to be your year because of the thousands of small moments where you chose to show up, to do the work, to be better. So here's the challenge. Don't just write a list of resolutions. Don't just set goals. Decide who you're going to be. Because goals can be forgotten and resolutions can be broken. But when you decide who you are, when you commit to becoming that person, everything changes. You want to be someone who's disciplined? Then start acting like it. You want to be someone who's confident? Then start building that confidence step by step. You want to be someone who's successful? Then start defining what success looks like for you. And go after it like your life depends on it. Because it does, 2025 is your canvas. And what you paint on it is entirely up to you. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be easy. But it doesn't have to be. What it does have to be is intentional. Every day, every choice, every moment, you decide what this year is going to mean. And when December rolls around again, when you look back on the year that's passed, you'll see one of two things, either a year of excuses, of wasted time, of opportunities missed, or a year of growth, of progress, of becoming. The choice is yours. So stop waiting. Stop hesitating. Stop looking for a sign. This is your sign. This is your moment. This is your year.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You have to consider the price you pay for inaction. People presume that inaction has no cost. You don't get to not make a choice. Not making a choice is still making a choice. Every minute that goes by that this decision is undone is a choice.
Absolutely everything that has happened to you in your life has happened for a reason. You can see that everything is a dot on the map that has led you to this exact moment. It has given you a person or an experience or a lesson or a skill or a bit of wisdom that is now part of who you are. And what I want you to know is that standing here in this moment, you are standing on another dot. And this dot is part of the map that is leading to where you're meant to go.
I'm talking about making a promise to yourself. So if you say, I'm going to go work out at this time, keep that promise. I'm going to eat this kind of food, keep that promise. I'm going to eliminate social media, keep that promise. I'm going to eliminate these negative people, keep that promise. And when you start making promises, small, tiny promises that seem insignificant right now, but over time stack up and build massive confidence, that's what you're doing. Because your confidence is really your reputation with yourself.
What's most real might be what's there when the times are hardest. That's a different concept than, you know, the material is what's real. It's like, no, what's real is what sustains you through the worst catastrophe.
We just put things off over and over and over again. Why? Because we haven't accepted it. We don't feel deserving. We don't feel that we're good enough. So we sabotage ourselves by not ever taking care of business. We get real busy doing a lot of things. Well, we don't have any time.
Because there's people in the world that have skills and strength and talent that I will never have. All have limitations. Does that mean that I quit? Of course not. I'm gonna try to be the best that I can be. The strongest, the fastest, the smartest. That's what I'm gonna go for. It is possible. How close can I get to that greatness?
Dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. In order to achieve your goals, you must apply discipline and consistency.
The road to sustained happiness is through disciplining your behavior.
Discipline eats motivation for breakfast. You don't need motivation. It's great if it arrives. It's some extra fuel on the fire. But discipline is the thing that you need. What would you tomorrow want you today to do? You tomorrow would want you to keep that promise to yourself. And it's why discipline is so much more valuable.
Must be something deeper than what money is. Something bigger than what's on the face of a dollar. The one thing that's bigger is the face that you see in the mirror. Something inside of the soul that only you and God can see that says, there's deeper meaning to life than the job. There's more to you than the dollar amount. You got to get into your calling. You got to get into the thing that you were chosen to do. And the only way you do that is you got to get off the bench.
When people don't have a sense of their purpose, that's an indication of disconnection. But you weren't connected to you. You had been disconnected from yourself, so you don't even feel the capacity to dream again.
And so when you are confident, you will experience temporary defeat. When you are insecure and you lack confidence, you will interpret temporary defeat as failure, and you will give up. And that is how people become average. That is how people stay average. And that is how years will go by, and you will see that person, you are man. They had so much potential, but for some reason failed to launch in life. And it is because they accepted doubt and they eroded confidence.
Amanda, what's going on in your life is not permanent. Everything is going to change. So there's two things you can do with change. You can react to it or you can participate in it. It's going to change anyway.
Every day, you have to plan. Every day. Hard work works.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people. I don't know why. Life is not fair. And that is the reality. So, what do you do? Are you going to get angry, frustrated? Are you going to lash out at people? Who are you going to lash out at? Are you going to start going down the spiral of negativity? Are you going to let the horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it? Or are you going to lead? Are you going to face this issue with courage and resolution? I say, lead, step up, be the one who people look to, absorb the impact and the negativity, draw fire. People want to know how to stop the laziness, and they want to know how to stop the procrastination. And, you know, they have some idea in their head, you know, some kind of a vision, what they want to do.
but they don't know where to start. They don't know where to start it. You know, they don't know where to start. And so they say, hey, where do I start? And when's the best time to start? And I have a very simple answer for that. Here and now.
You say you want to be great, let your actions, let your words display that. If you say you really want to be elite, let your actions and let your words display that. Right? You can't be a common man and do uncommon thing. That's uncommon. That's an uncommon mentality. That's an uncommon spirit. That's an uncommon disposition. Don't ask me if I'm all right. No, we not. Every single day, do you dominate in what you do?
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest, and in the moments where you push yourself, when no one else is around, those moments have a tendency to lead to success.
As we begin to look at what we want, as we begin to look toward the future, what's going to be crucial for you is every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, you've got to affirm to yourself, hey, no, I can make it. This can happen for me. You've got powers within you, talents within you that you haven't even reached for yet. Now, whatever goal you have, here's what we know. You're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some challenges. Long journey, long dark night. But when you hold on to your dream, don't let anybody kill it in there. Just hold on to that dream. When it doesn't make sense to anybody, including you sometimes, just hold on. Once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to just stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you could ever begin to imagine.
What are your goals? Is it to get the goals? You get the goal, how many have gotten the goal and after you cheated, you went, is this all there is? That's worse than failing, isn't it? Because most of you, if you fail, you're driven, right? You'll dust yourself up, get up and go for it again. You're gonna get there. So I want you to understand something. The purpose of life is not to get your goals. The purpose of life is who you become to achieve your goals.
Stop doing the things that you know are wrong, that you could stop doing. But we will presume that there are things that you're doing that for one reason or another you know are not in your best interests. There's something about them that you just know you should stop. They're kind of self-evident to you. Other things you're going to be doubtful about. You're not going to know which way is up and which way is down. But there are things that you're doing that you know you shouldn't do. But there's another subset that you could stop doing. It might be a little thing. Well, that's fine. Stop doing it. You see what happens.
And every day you fight not wanting to get up. And you do anyway, you chip another piece off that rock. And every day you could eat the right foods. And every day you go to train, you train harder and harder and harder and harder. And you get up early and all these things you do to start forming yourself. You're chipping another fucking piece of that rock up. Before you know it, you get this beautiful fucking piece of artwork that you built.
Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing? I'm gonna ask you again, can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you do? If the outcome of the result changes, will you still be the same individual?
You gotta stop waiting for somebody else to give you permission to become the person you wanna become. If you wanna be an author, write. And as soon as you start writing, you're an author. If you want to become a musician, play music every day, and you're a musician. Nobody needs to give you permission. Your problem is you're up here thinking about it when you need to get out of your head and just start doing it. Because the second you start doing it, you become it.
It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you do. And if I want to figure out what you believe, I don't ask you. I watch how you act. And I assume that your true beliefs are those that are directing your actions. And so truth is discovered in action. And that's a very different claim, you know, and it's not the claim of a passive observer.
It's the claim of someone who's actively interacting with the world. And of course, we are always acting. We're always acting interactively with the world. And not only that, if we don't act interactively with the world, we cease to exist.
Now, the true task is never forgetting it, right? Even when we become successful, even when things go really well and we hit a rough patch, the challenge is never forgetting the spirit, the feeling, the thought process of when we went through those moments of preparation, what it took to get over the hump, to get through the rough patches, and to continue to press forward, right? That's what I always say to people. Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do. Because a cat can become so successful, they can become a victim of their own success.
We all live in this bubble. What you gotta do to get the life that God wants you to have, you gotta put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble.
Whatever happened last week, happened last week. Whatever happened last year, your girlfriend dumped it. You gotta get up, look at the man in the mirror and go, this is what I'm doing today, whether they like it or not. I don't give a f-. Everybody's focusing on the stupidity things that they got on the news. Don't watch the news no more. I give you the real news. You know what the news is about today? You and how you're gonna conquer the world. How do you become a king? By taking it to the next level. By doing something outside your comfort zone.
Commitment means standing up for your life. It means honoring yourself. With, oh, it's too hard, it's too hard. We don't challenge our spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing as powerful as the human spirit. You can't destroy it. You can pervert it, but you can't destroy it.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you're choosing pleasure over purpose, you are struggling in life, and you've always got to put purpose first. And you may not know what your purpose is. I can tell you this. I want to find my purpose, and I have to remind him that purpose is not something that is lost, and therefore you're not just going to find it. You have to develop your purpose, and the place you start is putting off pleasure and putting off desires and focusing on purpose and duty first. Ask yourself this. I go, if I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind, the thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it? And most people can quickly come up with an idea, or at least a place to start. There is where you start developing your purpose.
Enthusiasm and joy that people associate with happiness manifests itself when you're moving towards a value goal. So if you don't prioritize your goals because you don't exist within a structure of value, then you have no positive emotion. The embodied manifestation of positive emotion is the movement towards a value goal. That's what it is. That's why you have the positive emotion. Because you are a creature that can move towards goals. And the emotional signaling of that is positive emotion. No goal, no positive emotion.
See, a lot of people have an idea or dream and they give up on it. No, no, don't do that. Work your dream until it gets hot. See, most things don't happen as soon as we think they should happen.
The messenger of misery might drop in on you and say hello. Murphy's Law might come by and thump you on the head. Any number of things can happen to interrupt your flow. It's okay. Don't take it personal. Just acknowledge what's going on is called life and keep on working on your dream. Continue to keep on knocking, because this is your light. This is what you love. This is your passion.
I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me fail. I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me stop. I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me quit. I'm going to allow that thing to build me. That adversity is going to work for me, not work against me. That setback is going to work for me, not work against me. That hurdle is going to work for me, not work against me.
I just want you to remember that average is the enemy. Success is your responsibility. And change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch.
With that motivation, go forward into the fray, into the storm, into the heat of the battle. Where victory is forged.
When people can't get up in the morning, I'm going to tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's going to happen in their life, and their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up and dressed and ready to go before your parents were up, because you knew something unexpected was going to happen. That's how we should live our lives, waking up with the understanding to expect the unexpected, and something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts.
Look in yourself. Look at yourself and remind yourself why. Why you are doing what you are doing. Remind yourself that this struggle, this temporary pain, this fight that you're in, this is what will make you stronger, be faster and smarter and better.
We all think about quitting is hard. It's hard to process information during pain because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times. Most people fail that 1 second. In that 1 second, I start thinking logically. I calm my brain down because your brain just wants to get the fuck out. It's about gaining control of your mind, putting things back in the proper perspective, and then saying, I really do want to be here, and I'm going to have a bunch of these 1 seconds, and I have to learn to control these, because if I fail one of these 1 seconds, I will not be a SEAL. I will not be a doctor. I will not be a lawyer. I will not be whatever the fuck it is. It's all about your mind takes control of you. You have to say, you, I run this mother.
Whatever these things are that you're trying to do, there are going to be wave after wave after wave after wave of inconvenience stick that hits you in the mother face, all right? That doesn't matter. People who win, win regardless of those waves. It's not that they don't have those waves, it's that they say, hey, I can't control what's going on. All I control is what I decide with my mind and the actions I take. Some days are going to be harder than others. Some days are going to be a little easier than others. But I can promise you one thing for sure. There will never, ever, ever be a day that goes exactly as you want it to go. It doesn't exist. If you're going to wait a while for perfect circumstances, how can you ever accomplish anything?
Nobody can beat you at being you. Do you hear me? You ain't meant to do what they do.
right? You ain't meant to do what they do. And what's meant for them ain't meant for you. So do you and let them do them. Because the day you start trying to be them and not you is the day that you lose everything that's meant for you. Why do them when you him? Why do them when you hurt? If you tell yourself the truth, the real truth, the absolute, categorical, unconditional, unabated, and unmerciful truth, if you do that, you will find discipline.
The truth will set you free.
It's like it isn't obvious at all that we want happiness. It isn't even obvious that we want absence of misery. What's really obvious is that we want an adventure, right? We want an adventure that's so compelling that it makes the misery of life not just justifiable, but worthwhile. You want to look back in your life, and you know this to be true. You want to be able to say to yourself, even considering a month or a week or a series of days, you want to be able to say, that was really difficult, but you know what? It was worth it. And I think that's what you want from your life. It's something like, you know what? That was difficult, but it was worth it. And that meant that the adventure was so great that it justified the difficulties.
And we think that somehow we should just be able to turn on that eagerness and turn on that passion. But we can't.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Because you just can't turn on passion. You can't just turn on the desire to execute a task. And when you need motivation yourself, don't look for someone to scream and yell. Don't look for someone else to give you motivation. Look at yourself.
If you could be in control of your decisions and your actions 100% of the time, what could you not accomplish? And how could you be held back? Success of winning is not convenient. Success of winning is not comfortable. Success of winning in life is going to be a daily task for you.
Those of you that are achieving, one of the reasons the achievement is slowed down is you've allowed yourself to feel less desperate. When you were broke at starting your business, or when you were brand new in your relationship and you were desperate to get her to love you or desperate to get him to love you, you took massive big action. So when you remove desperation, all this bullshit creeps into your life where you think you have to have the perfect plan and look the perfect way and have the perfect thoughts and be all zen and perfect. What you need is to be desperate. What you need is to get after it.
Your dream and your gifts have so much meaning and so much value for you till your hunger for them will begin to push you past the fear. Your hunger to have them will give you a special drive